Trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The truce is over, and Israel and Hamas are once again at war. Israeli fighter jets are now attacking Hamas targets in Gaza. More from the BBC's Hugo Bachega.
As the Israeli military resumed combat operations, it accused Hamas of violating the terms of a temporary truce. Shortly before the ceasefire was set to expire, sirens sounded in southern Israel, and the Israeli army said it had intercepted a rocket launched from Gaza. The Hamas-run interior ministry said multiple areas had been hit by Israeli airstrikes.
In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said the government is committed to achieving the goals of the war, to release our hostages, eliminate Hamas, and ensure that Gaza will never again pose a threat to the residents of Israel. An investigation is underway into allegations of drinking on the job at a secret saloon on a military base that was responsible for protecting and defending the homeland. Details from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
At the Colorado headquarters of Northern Command and NORAD, an office nicknamed the Saloon was searched. In a locked workspace with access to classified networks, investigators found a refrigerator with containers of beer as well as hard liquor.
It's the strongest overhaul of rules involving lead in drinking water in more than three decades. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports the EPA wants the nation's water utilities to replace all of their lead pipes.
If approved, it would force most utilities to replace lead water pipes within 10 years. The EPA says it could cost $45 billion. The drinking water industry estimates it will cost as much as $60 billion.
A man who broke into a power facility is now in a bad way.
Police in West Virginia say a 36-year-old man was electrocuted after breaking into a power substation and cutting wires to steal copper. The incident in Chelion, outside Charleston, West Virginia, knocked out power to some 2,000 homes and businesses. The badly burned man flagged down a passing ambulance and was taken to a hospital. His condition has not been released. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
World leaders at the UN Climate Summit in Dubai have agreed to create a fund to help countries struggling to cope with global warming. But CBS's Ben Tracy says the fund won't be as big as the countries wanted.
The theory here is that the wealthy nations are the most responsible for the emissions that are warming the planet and causing these impacts that we're seeing, that these poorer countries are disproportionately impacted. They have been asking for about $100 billion a year. That's very unlikely to happen.
An online meeting of oil-producing nations has produced an agreement to reduce output by more than 2 million barrels a day through the end of March. It's an attempt by those nations to increase the price of crude. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
19 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 33. About an inch of snow Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no.
For the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along. Greg Bach with me in studio. Kelvin is on the board. We always love to hear from you too at 844-967-2789. You can call or text if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can leave a message there as well. Always welcome to check in.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Luke Mathers was just in. That was a really fun conversation. He's a very knowledgeable human being.
I like Luke Mathers. He's such a handsome young man. He's so talented. Such a good guy. He's right outside the door.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, exactly. Coming up at 11:33, Milwaukee's Journal-Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe is going to join us for our weekly sports segment. And all kinds of buzz about the Packers game on Sunday night, but there's an angle that you may not have considered.
So many complaining people, I bet you.
Oh, it's going to be quite the thing. So JR is going to update us about that coming up at 11:33. I wanted to start though. Sports Illustrated is in trouble.
Why?
They got caught publishing articles by fake authors with AI-generated profile pictures. This is according to a website called Futurism.
Fake authors.
The latest publication to get called out for apparently using artificial intelligence. The magazine said it will take down these articles that were identified by these two fake Sports Illustrated writers, Drew Ortiz and Sora Tanaka. So their biographies are fake. Mm-hmm. These people don't exist.
Their pictures are purchased.
Their pictures are of, and I. This is scary to me. Their photos are available on sites that sell AI-generated headshots. So, Drew Ortiz, his photo was under the label "neutral white young adult male."
And when you see him, he looks like a neutral white young adult male.
And Sora Tanaka is described as a joyful Asian young adult female.
I have no comment on that statement.
The article under their bylines, also very clunky.
Yeah.
Because AI-generated content is not perfect.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination. To anonymous sources involved in creating these articles in question, said that Sports Illustrated had been using AI to create fake author profiles and that some articles under their names were generated by AI.
It said that when Futurism contacted SI about it, everything was gone.
They pulled everything.
Scrubbed the whole thing.
They claimed there was some miscommunication or it was an experiment or something, but I don't know about that. And the whole thing just makes me, I am not a person who embraces new technology with a lot of joy. It took me decades to get a smartphone. I resisted. I liked my flip phone. I had my flip phone for a long time.
You know you can get a flip smartphone now.
I have one.
That's right.
But it took me a long time to get there. But I don't like Alexa. I don't want that stuff in my house. I don't want all this AI stuff listening to everything I say. This makes me very, very uncomfortable, all of this artificial intelligence.
Why?
Have you seen that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Yes, I've seen that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Terminator. There are so many things that can go wrong. There are so many things that can go wrong with AI. And this goes back to a hearing in Congress not too long ago.
Yeah.
This lawyer was testifying about how he got a phone call that sounded exactly like his son. It was one of those scams with you have to wire money immediately because I've been arrested and all this stuff. And that was AI generated as well.
Yeah. And yes. So, okay. I think, like, I don't think you're wrong, but this has been around. That sort of thing's been around for a long time. AI generated bots on Twitter, calling, that kind of stuff. And yes, something needs to be done about it. I don't know how, because it's like a hydra. You clip the head off of one and two more pop up and they're everywhere and blah, blah, blah. For me, the biggest fear I have of this is that you have AI generated stories, and in this idea, it's sports. I don't want to say it's innocuous, but
sports, well, it's not politics.
Sports Illustrated is not trying to move the needle on presidential elections. They got caught, they scrubbed it, and they're like, "Oops, sorry, it was just a mistake." And they're gonna probably be a little embarrassed. I don't think there's probably gonna be any sort of. They're not going to call for hearings on Washington based on this.
No.
But that's happened, and they're going to move on. They're going to try to cover their heads and be like, we didn't do it. Sorry. You know. But what's going to happen is, first of all, how many publications out there are doing this already?
And this is just because they don't want to pay writers?
Well, writers. But yeah, they don't want to pay writers. Or, there's other ways of doing it, too. Just grab an intern, get their headshot saying, hey, you're a writer. You can get paid like a writer, but you could use it as on your bio now, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? There's ways around it. I guess my point is, SI was stupid. Like, they could have manufactured this so much better in a way that made them look like they weren't using robots. They could have put people on this to take care of it. So, you generate the story. You go through, making sure it sounds human. We'll slap your face on there, and you are the quote-unquote author.
But then there's no reason to have AI-generated content you have to have a person look it over.
Well, you want to have someone look it over. Like, if you're writing a 10,000, they're not going to use AI for a 10,000 word piece. But even still, you have to have somebody who's just making sure that it's grammatical.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and that shouldn't take someone too long who's been trained to do it. But my point is, then what you do is you're going to have publications who are doing this unabashedly, and when you call them out, they're like, yeah, we do. And then that unabashed, they're going to be using that to sway elections, and people are going to read it and they're going to believe it, and we're going to say that's AI, and then someone's going to say, I don't care. And that's the scary thing for me, is that people are going to be reading these as gospel, and even though you tell them
it's artificial intelligence,
they're going to say, well, I don't care. That's what I believe. And they wrote it. Because that's what we're doing now. It's the death of facts. People are saying, the earth is flat. No, we have proof that the earth is round. No, that's not true.
Well, unfortunately, and Todd Alba references this very often, you are certainly, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but you are not entitled to your own facts.
There are people who believe that that's not true.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Party.
Am I the only one who's worried about this? Am I the only one who's freaked out about this? I can't be the only one who doesn't want, again, Alexa in my house and all of that stuff.
Well,
it creeps me out.
Then, I think those are two different conversations, though. If you don't want Alexa, don't have, someone gave me a Google Nest. I was like, no, thank you, because I didn't want it.
Right.
The thing that freaks me out is the proliferation of this, the AI articles. That's what freaks me out. My phone listening to me, I gave that up a long time ago. I sign up for something new every day to get a coupon. They have my information. It's out there. There's no going back. But this SI thing, that's what scares me, because this is just a sports magazine trying to cut some corners and cut costs.
Right. The bigger application can be far more damaging.
Exactly. What happens when a certain person running for president says, well, this article here says blah, 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 and it's AI, and no one cares that it's AI? I share your freaked outedness.
Well, and think about, with the character generation as well, you can take any politician and use his image and manufacture an ad that's completely spurious with no basis in reality. And people are going to see that and go, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so did that. He, you know, killed a kitten on a...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's... I am weirdly terrified of deep fakes. Like, there's Greg Bach, you know, shooting someone in the middle of the street. I'm like, I was like, and so, I mean, is it going to happen to me? Most likely not, but it's not impossible.
Right.
And that, yeah, those types of things about technology freak me out too. But I also can't spend my days being freaked out by things that are more improbable than impossible.
Well, and you make a good point, Greg, in that, so my keeping Alexa out of my house is like, yeah. That way I can hide from them. Well, I have a smartphone.
You have a smartphone.
Everything's out there.
Exactly.
They already got everything.
Yeah, that's like when the people were like, the CIA are listening to our calls. I'm like, of course they're listening to your calls. They're the CIA. They're probably like, oh, it's Jane. She's
Who
talking
cares?
To her husband. They're
right.
talking about groceries. Hang up. Who cares? Unless it's, you know, unless you're like using skim milk to make macaroni and cheese, then you go to jail.
That's a whole separate topic. Because Kraft now is out with a vegan mac and cheese.
Which I'm down for. I want to try. If people out there are going to put mac and cheese ice cream in their face, I get to try vegan mac and cheese.
Well, we'll have to bring some in, and we'll send you home with it, and you can do a taste test and let us know. Because I am tofu curious.
Did we talk about tofu? I feel like we were going to talk about tofu.
And we never got around to it?
We never got around to it. But, you know, hey, you know, that's once again a whole other conversation. By the way... when you asked about Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, Joe McClure thought you were talking about Jingle All the Way.
That is not the correct movie, Joe.
A movie about rampant consumerism taking over the landscape. But yeah, no, I share your nervous, your worry, all those things, because I feel like the way that people will allow themselves to fall down rabbit holes unabashedly and, you know, cross their arms and go, I don't care.
Because that's what I believe.
That's what I believe, and this is what makes me feel better. And so what's the article that's going to make someone snap? I mean, it's bad enough when a human writes it. What's going to be the robotic article that makes someone go, oh,
I'm going to take some action.
I should cause destruction.
Lots to think about.
Happy holidays.
Right. When we come back, looking for love. All across Wisconsin, all the details are coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hides behind a mask.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
So no one else can see.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
My true identity.
Domo arigato, Mr. Robot.
Great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Well, I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. Shout out to the folks listening in La Crosse on the Eagle WLCX, also in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave comments there as well. Coming up at 11:33, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe going to be joining us to talk all things sports. I hope you can stick around for that. Right now, though, I love stories like these just because they make me laugh. This is from the Wisconsin State Journal. Looking for love, a lost elk causes a stir across southern Wisconsin.
I feel like a Hallmark movie is happening. Oh, right?
An animated Hallmark movie. I could see that. Bull elk number 357 has been traveling for 3 months across central and southern Wisconsin looking for love. The nearest wild elk herd is 135 miles to the northwest in Jackson County. But this elk, bull elk number 357 has been sighted all over the place. An 8-second video taken from a car and posted on Facebook on Friday from Stoughton showed the bull elk briefly trotting south along Highway 51 before hanging a right onto Stevenson Street near the bank. As of Wednesday, the video had been viewed over 243,000 times.
I love this.
Now, wildlife experts believe that the elk was just passing through, although Saturday he was seen just north of Edgerton. They also think this bull elk may eventually make its way back home. But for right now, he's just kind of wandering.
Just looking for love.
Looking for love.
Not making any stops, though. Like, is that, ladies, sorry. I can't stay.
I'm just passing through.
Getting to Jackson. I love this.
I think it's, again, it's just one of those things. It amazes me the variety of wildlife we have in this state. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy because I've always lived in the Milwaukee area that you forget that there are so many different types of animals like bobcats. It blows my mind.
And they're hardwired for these things too. Like this elk is going to wants to look for a mate.
Yes.
And that's
his mission.
That's his mission, and he's walking.
After leaving its herd in Jackson County, the bull elk headed east toward Wausau. It was spotted on a number of trail cameras by deer hunters in Weston and Cronawetter in Marathon County. Later reported spotting from archery hunters near Columbia County near the village of Rio, then into Dane County, then into Rock County. DNR has been getting all kinds of reports regularly about the bull elk. He managed to escape the 9-day gun deer season that wrapped up on Sunday. And the DNR also reminding hunters, don't mistake an elk or a moose for a white-tailed deer. I would think it would be tough to mistake a white-tailed deer for a moose.
There have been guys who have been shot to death during hunting season. They're like, I thought it was a deer. So I don't put it past anybody, but I also want to believe. See, now in my head, I've got this image of a guy like has his bow or his gun just aimed at Bull 357, which is a very ironic name for him, but whatever. And then the guy just like very unsafely, don't do this, but he just takes his hand, puts it on the barrel, and goes, no,
don't do it.
He's looking for something. He's looking for love.
844-967-2789, 844-96 party if you want to call and or text. Good morning, Karina from Milwaukee. Thank you for joining us. What's up?
I have a question, guys, and I just thought about listening to you about that bull of elk. I don't know why would you call elk bull, but it's okay. Will the deer do for elk?
What?
I don't know. It's the same species. is technically right.
You're saying why isn't the bull elk fall in love with a deer?
Yeah. I'm asking, like, will the deer female will do for elk?
Obviously not, because my guess is that they don't. I mean, I have to believe, I'm not a scientist, but I'm going to take an unscientific guess that if the bull is looking for their mate, they have to be, I don't want to say
within species.
Within species, but like there's some, like they're hardwired looking for this mate. They're hardwired looking for a specific thing, which is someone of their own species. That's an interesting question.
We could certainly track down someone from the DNR and find out if elk date outside their...
If we took this story further...
Their group.
I'd love this. If they date... I just love the idea that also, you know, you're a deer. I'm a bull. I'm a bull
moose. Let's make magic.
I was just going to say, let's be in love. Okay, freak.
There's nothing wrong with that. Thank you for calling, Karina.
Thanks, Karina.
Have a great day. The elk herd in Wisconsin is now about 355 animals.
Okay.
23 elk released in 2015 in Jackson County. That herd now about 160 animals. An adult elk is 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer. Other differences, of course, are the antlers. White-tailed deer antlers curve forward. Elk antlers sweep back.
Would you say because of the popularity of all this happening, it's the bull herd around the world?
Oh. Sure. Well, we're wishing the best to bull elk number 357.
He needs a name.
Anything come to you off the top of your
Everything
head?
Everything is dumb in my head. Like, it's just all like Billy the bull. Calvin, you have any ideas?
I don't know why, but my head just immediately thought Jeff.
Jeff!
With a J
or a G?
With a J.
Okay.
Jeff with a J.
Jeffrey the Bull Elk. Oh.
Good luck.
We love you, Jeffrey.
We wish you well. Don't settle. Don't settle.
Oh, no way.
Jeff.
Don't settle. Don't sell yourself out. Don't. Yeah. You find that love.
You're good enough.
Smart enough.
Doggone it.
And bulldog it.
People like you.
We like you.
We like you. All right. Our texter says Elk 357. We could call him Wesson. Smith and Wesson.
I got it.
When we come back, J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, will be joining us. Big game Sunday night in Green Bay, but there is an aspect of it you may not have considered that's causing all kinds of hoo-ha. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today I discover another heart looking for love. And you came knocking my heart's door. You're everything I've been looking for. No more looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many places. Searching your eyes, looking for traces.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres and a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 33. About an inch of snow Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always check in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join us or make a comment or have a question. Everyone joining us now, really happy to have you here, Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Good morning, J.R. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're excellent. We are excellent. Excited about...
Yes.
We're going to get to Sunday night.
Taylor Swift watch.
Okay.
There might even be football, but who cares?
I know, right? I can't get over how much attention this is getting. that she might be at the game, although it shouldn't be a surprise.
But it's gonna be two for one. Simone Biles and Taylor Swift.
This is true, yeah.
Simone Biles has said she will be at the game.
Hopefully these two will meet and have some sort of Instagram, you know, like tete-a-tete or whatever, and we'll write all about that, of course. To peel back the curtain, I definitely have a meeting after this about our Taylor Swift Packers coverage. You know, like if she goes, we're having a meeting. Like this is not something we're just like casually working on. It's so funny.
So you can come up with different angles. On how to talk about
of course.
This?
Yeah.
Is somebody going to talk? Are you going to get tasked with like having to write about what she wears?
I fortunately will not be on the fashion beat. Thank goodness I am not the best. I mean, look at me. Look at this polo shirt I'm wearing. This is the height of my fashion.
Green Tay. Nope, didn't work. My side.
Okay. It's all right. It's all right. You know, I've been workshopping the puns all weekend.
Yeah.
You know, she has an entire album called Lover, Jordan Love. Like, we can work with that. We've got, you know, Romeo is on the team. Romeo is a prominent character in one of her songs. We are going to make this work. It's going to be great. So we're going to workshop until then.
That's hilarious. Yep. That is really hilarious.
Didn't work. It was terrible.
Do
sorry.
Do we know for sure if it's still speculative on whether or not Taylor Swift is going to be there, right?
We have no idea. Absolutely none. She's supposedly in England today, London, for Beyonce's movie premiere, as Beyonce came to her movie premiere. So she's got a private jet. Like, she could be to Green Bay. It's Sunday night. It could it could be, you know, it could definitely work schedule wise. It's just great to be able to live that way. But like, that's we have no idea yet. We do not know.
Well, I know that if she does, we're probably going to have you on next week just for a recap.
Absolutely.
And talk about, I don't know, are people going to blame her now if the Packers lose?
I do believe the Chiefs are undefeated with her in attendance. So I do think that's fair.
All right. Mm-hmm. Our guest is Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe talking about Taylor Swift watch at the Packers game on Sunday night.
You know what, though? What is sillier than paying attention to maybe the most popular woman in the world versus a super pop star, or watching a bunch of dudes run into each other and try to get an oblong, you know, oval shaped orb across the 100 yards of turf? Like, what's crazier? What's sillier?
Thank you, JR. I'm turning that into a promo.
Yeah. Yep, that's going to happen. I love that attitude too. It's like, because yes, it's all silliness at the end of the day. And if Taylor Swift being at the game makes people interested in football, makes them smile,
sure.
She's not starting wars. I mean, her fans are a little mean sometimes, but that's another discussion.
Why they got to be so mean?
Just brush this. Scrape it off? I don't know. I don't listen to her music.
Shake it off.
I'm kidding. I listen to all of her music. But my point is like I love the joy it's brought people. Mm-hmm. But I've also found it very interesting, the people who are like, just let them play football. They're gonna play football.
Well, yes.
She's not canceling games.
Right.
Like, you're taking it too seriously, Bert.
Yeah.
Just
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relax a little bit. All right, we're gonna move on to Jackson Churio.
Yes.
Yes.
The Brewers.
Signing an extension with the Crew. So what does this mean, JR?
Okay, so this is not a done deal yet, but all reports indicate that we're headed there maybe today, maybe tomorrow, or soon. Jackson Churio is a 19-year-old young man who has not played a single at-bat of Major League Baseball to this point. He will turn 20 in March. He is, though, one of the top prospects in all of baseball, if not, maybe not number one, probably not number one, but like number two or three. And he is a very fast riser through the Brewers organization. He spent most of last year at AA, so he hasn't even seen a lot of AAA. But he has so outperformed what you would expect from someone his age at every level where he's competed. He hits the ball hard. He can fly. He plays great defense. He's quite simply like the if the Brewers are going to have a superstar, you know, in the next 10 years, he's probably the guy. So what they've done is that they have agreed to a major league contract, which or at least we think they've agreed to a major league contract, and it'll probably be somewhere, I think it sounds like, 8 years, the next 8 years, which typically would have been years that he would have been making really dirt cheap based on what the production they expect out of him. And then maybe through some of these arbitration years where his salary would have increased, and then even into a couple years of free agency where he would have presumably left the Brewers for a big payday or re-signed with the Brewers for a big payday. So it's basically front-ending a lot of the money that he might stand to make much later in his career. And in exchange, they can bring him up right away and see how he can contribute to the big league club. And, you know, he's very exciting. There is a track record of guys that are 19 and 20 when they're ready for the big leagues that early that they become superstars. Like, it's not totally out of left field that, you know, it's not a 50-50 proposition. It's much better than that he will be really, really good. The risk for the Brewers is that they are, again, signing him before he's played a game of Major League Baseball. That hasn't always worked out in the history of baseball, but it does work out a lot. So this is a commitment to this guy that is, you know, quote unquote homegrown. He's only been in the organization since 2021. I mean, he was signed as a 16-year-old. He was very young.
Yeah.
And he has developed into what they think is going to be a superstar. And now they're you know, cementing that he'll be involved for the next 8 years, presumably.
This is such a question of speculation, but, you know, for all intent and purposes, if things were better, whether it was COVID or injury or whatever, this should be like Christian Yelich should be the superstar of the team. And he is the guy. Like, when people think the Brewers right now, they still think Christian Yelich. And at the end of the day, he's the guy who kind of like took the baton from Ryan Braun as the superstar of the team.
Right.
There's going to be a time where Christian has to give it up, but I feel like he's still so young and he's still not new on the team. He's been on the team for a while, but I don't like, is it kind of thing of like saying like a Dame Lillard and Giannis, you have two superstars on the team versus it's this guy's turn and Christian, someone will probably buy out your contract in a year or two, you know, like what does Christian Yelich have to be feeling right now to see like the spotlight is kind of going to be pulled off of him a little bit?
I think Christian Yelich has been really honest and forthright when asked about sort of the big picture stuff in his career. You know, it's not lost on him that things went south after the 2019 season. He basically delivered back-to-back MVP seasons for the Brewers. He didn't win the MVP in 2019, but he could have. He was second. And so he delivered those seasons and then has fallen off a cliff. Now, last year was pretty good. It was solid. Mm-hmm. You would absolutely take that production that you got from him in 2023, but there was kind of a long road to get there. And you know, it still wasn't, you know, he's in his 30s now. He's not going to go back to that MVP level guy. So I think he's pretty honest with himself and forthright. I think he would probably look at this as a little bit of a passing of the torch, but knowing that he could still be a really valuable contributor to the Brewers for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. Like he's not going anywhere, at least not initially. But I hear what you're saying. You know, Yelich's career is probably going to end somewhat unceremoniously in Milwaukee. He's not going to get like a Miguel Cabrera or a Yadier Molina like send off where every team gives him gifts and stuff because he's gotten to 40 and he was a great player until then. That's probably not where we're headed with him. You know, I guess that's similar to how the Braun thing ended too, although COVID played into that. So I don't think it's going to bother Christian Yelich. Mm-hmm. He seems to be honest enough with himself that doesn't seem to be part of his DNA. I could be wrong, of course, but I think he kind of knows that it hasn't worked out that way. He hasn't been a superstar for the last few years, you know, really since 2019.
Yeah.
J.R. Radcliffe is our guest. We're talking all things sports, in particular about Jackson Chourio potentially signing a contract extension with the Brewers. Every time we talk about these guys, I have to, when you tell me how young they are, it blows my mind. And
Well, 20 is very young.
It is. And the fact that they signed him when he was a teenager, and all I can think of is, how much pressure is that for that kid? What if he does sign this deal and he comes out and he blows? I mean, that happens.
It does. It's immense amount of pressure. And not even just, you know, so if you go back a decade, the last 10 years in Major League Baseball, there are, I believe, 8, maybe 9 guys who have played at age 19 or 20 more than half the games in a big league season. So, like, basically, and one of those guys was both 19 and 20-year-old, if you can believe it, Juan Soto for the Washington Nationals, who was amazing both years. It makes no sense. We're talking about the very top crust of players. You know, Jackson Chourio is from Venezuela. Not only does he have the pressure of an entire city and organization on him, he's learning English, you know, like he's coming to America. And this is, you know, he's been here now a few years, but this is a different climate. You know, he hasn't been north of Biloxi. He got into some AAA games in Nashville, but that was a week, you know, like he has no idea what he's in for. And so the fact that he has continually been great at every level is sort of a testament to how great of a prospect he is. You know, so many times guys will come to the United States and struggle, completely understandably, because they're 18 years old and don't speak the language. It's a monster undertaking.
Absolutely.
They're essentially boys.
They are completely. And, you know, to the point that you don't even know, like, are they, you know, you might think they're good at 16 and they don't develop. Like at 18, they might not be that good anymore, or at least not relative to other players at their level. So it's a very difficult thing to do. And I think when you see a guy like Chourio weather all of that and continue to mash the baseball, you kind of say to yourself, I mean, he is special. He is really somebody, you know, he could definitely get to the major leagues and it might not work out. That has happened. Mm-hmm. I just think there's better chance that he's actually incredible.
I'm going to volunteer as his additional mother in case he needs one.
Sounds
because
good.
I think someone needs to watch out for this kid.
Everyone needs a Jane.
Well,
that sounds like a song.
I have former partners who would
Jane.
I have former partners who would argue with that, JR, but thank you.
Just to let you know, we did get a text on the text line from Pat listening to WGBW 715. Excuse me. Taylor Swift was seen looking at houses in Suamico, LOL. I do not think that's true. You are lying.
That's very funny. We get anytime a Packers player's house is on the market or gets sold, I mean, honestly, people read about that stuff all the time. So, like, the housing player, the real estate pro athlete crossover is very, very real. So even if Taylor Swift were in Suamico or even knew what Suamico was, I think it would be a major news story. So we'll keep our eyes peeled.
In the couple of minutes that we have left, JR, Badger Volleyball begins the NCAA tournament tonight. Yeah. How's it looking?
They do. Yeah, I mean, this is again a team that has been a regular visitor to the Final Four the last few years. Won a national championship a couple years ago. They don't have Dana Retke anymore this season. She was a five-time All-American thanks to COVID. Just one of the best athletes in Wisconsin sports history, quite honestly. But they're very, very good. They've got several players who transferred from other Big Ten programs. Actually, Sarah Franklin, one of those from Michigan State. She's outstanding. They are a number one seed. They'll get to host throughout the postseason and will be favored to go back to the Final Four. I mean, they just beat Nebraska. Nebraska was the undefeated number one team in the country, and they swept them at the Fieldhouse in Madison just before the start of this tournament. So that's a really good sign. They could absolutely face Nebraska in the national championship game, and that would be sweet. They've done that before, so that would be really cool. They're one of the best sports programs in Wisconsin. I mean, full stop. And it'll be great to see them. Marquette is also in the tournament that gets going tonight. So they're I think, a sixth seed. Very quality program that they've built over there as well. But Wisconsin is really one of the cream of the crop in the nation.
Go Badgers. All right. Thank you so much.
Go Badgers.
J.R. Radcliffe, always love talking to you. We'll see you in a week or so. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I want a hippopotamus. Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Possibly the only radio program where you will ever hear Snoop Dogg and I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas in the same hour.
That speaks to the level of genius that is Calvin.
There's no
Calviente, the one, the only. He may be a board operator, but we aren't. He ain't bored with us.
Ooh,
boom!
Look at that. Hey, by the way, it's really, really. We're in downtown Waukesha, but wherever you are around the state, enjoy today.
Yeah,
it's 43 degrees right now in downtown Waukesha. Sunny skies. It's really beautiful. And then tomorrow, it looks like snow showers and then rain showers. And even though it's going to be pretty mild over the weekend, it's going to be a little bit messy.
And that is Jane Matinier providing needles for your balloons.
What?
It's just let us enjoy the day.
Enjoy the day. It's beautiful. Get outside if you can.
We'll know it's crappy tomorrow. We're going to go outside.
Another reason why I bring up the weather.
Yeah.
And we talked about this earlier in the week, yeah, how Thanksgiving kicks off a whole list of special days.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a day for everything.
Oh, yeah.
There, you know, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Secondhand Sunday, Small Brewery Sunday, Cyber Monday. So we have compiled a list of all the different days leading up to Christmas. That's that word, you Christmas. Just
Mitch McConnell. There's a day before Thanksgiving that we don't talk about real quick. Blackout Wednesday. And it's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
Yep.
That's where everybody comes home. From college, they go out to the bars and they get annihilated.
Yep. And then the next day, they're like, that was a good idea. All right.
Well, National Christmas Lights Day is December 1st.
National Christmas
Lights Day.
Lights. Okay, gotcha.
National Christmas Lights Day.
Lights.
So if you want to get out today and get those lights up before the weather starts to change, today would probably be the day to do it.
Actually, this is a perfect day. We are going to have some good weather next week. I checked the 10-day forecast. It's going to be nice towards the mid to end of next week. But yeah, today is a good day. I think I might take my puppers out
and
let her explore during the day with a little bit more warmth.
Do you have your lights up yet?
We never do lights.
Oh, you don't do outside? No.
What I'm thinking about doing is just going to the hardware store and getting like some red and green lights and just putting them in the... Just like simple, like light bulbs to put on the, you know, the outdoor lights. I don't want to get on a ladder. I don't want to staple anything to my house. That's just not me, because then I'm just counting down the days until I have to get back on the ladder and take it all down.
Calvin, what about your family? Do you have your the outside lights up yet?
My dad used to climb on the roof. He doesn't do that anymore. We got one of those like laser projectors that just, it looks kind of cheap, but we don't have it out yet.
Have you ever seen the ones where they program their house to like be like a metal song?
There are some astonishing videos on YouTube of people's house displays synced up with music, and it's that blows my mind.
Do you all do that? Are you
put lights in? It varies from year to year. Yeah. When we first bought our house, I would go so crazy that if you used the microwave, we would blow a circuit. Because I had so many lights outside.
Sheesh.
As I've gotten older, I have scaled back on
that
somewhat.
There's just one candle in the window.
It depends. It varies from year to year. And I try to change things up a little bit. Because I don't know. Maybe this is just me. Sorry to be judgy. But do you...
She's not sorry.
Do you do the exact same Christmas light display every year? Or does it change from year to year? 844-967-2789.
I bet you there's some people out there who like have their plan, and you know, like you're either going to get like people like you and I who one year none.
Yeah, depends upon how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Then there's some people who have the exact same layout every year, and then you have the person who's like, this year must be bigger. This year must be better. More lights.
Well, and there's always that one person, I think, in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Who will really take it over the top.
Our craziest person in our neighborhood is not super crazy, which is nice. It's beautiful, but doesn't keep anybody up and doesn't inspire competition, which is the big problem.
The competition?
Yeah, when you're like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
It's funny that you say that, because a number of years ago, I felt that way with the people across the street. It's like, oh, you added lights on that bush? I'm adding lights on two bushes.
Oh, boy.
It was an unspoken competition because...
I feel like it was a one-way competition.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It was entirely in my own mind. Yes. 844-967-2789. Do you vary your Christmas light display? Tomorrow is National Christmas Lights Day. If you want to get the strings out and start stringing them up, today would probably be a good day to do it while the weather is still pretty good. Any feelings about color schemes?
No, honestly, like, I mean, here's the thing is, if you are going to have like white lights, just keep it that way and stick to that theme. If you want colored lights, go for that too. But like, not a mishmash. I don't want a book being told from your setup. Like, you know, this is the pod. We talk about Jesus. He has Santa Claus here. The elves, like, just give me something simple, tasteful, easy. Stick to a theme. We're good. When I have to like go, if it's chapters, I'm like, I'm done.
It's too much.
It's too much. Too much.
Don't forget Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, beautiful.
In West Dallas.
Is that where that is?
Yes. It is in West Dallas. We will talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to Christmas. Gary from Sussex, real quickly. Thank you for calling, Gary. Good morning.
Yeah, we bought a millennial tree. It was back in 2000. And it was a fiber optic tree.
Oh, I remember those.
When you plug it in, it's got like billions of little lights on it. And we love that. So we put that tree up. We put a couple of ornaments on it. We make it easy. My next door neighbor, she goes nuts. As far as every year it gets bigger and bigger, and she doesn't do just Christmas. It's like Halloween and any other
all of
holidays.
Them.
So, yeah. And then with me, I can get all of my lights all up in less than an hour. So
perfect.
You got it down to a science. Good for you.
Good job, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Enjoy National Christmas Lights Day. That is tomorrow. We will be back with you tomorrow. Stick around for the news, followed by the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR, it's
different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
The Todd Almost Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your